Our catechism teaches that the gospel is the revelation in Jesus Christ of God's mercy to sinners. Paragraph 1846. And we have just heard the gospel, our gospel for today, wherein Jesus share his mercy to the apostles. Today we celebrate the heart of the gospel, God's mercy, his divine mercy. Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI said that divine mercy, but an integral dimension of Christian faith and prayer. Mercy is the nucleus of the gospel message. We celebrate this feast because Jesus told St. Faustina 14 times during her vision in the 1930s to make a feast on the Sunday after Easter as Divine Mercy Sunday. He said, "My daughter, tell the whole world about my inconceivable mercy. I desire that the Feast of Mercy be a refuge and shelter for all souls, and especially for poor sinners. On that day, the very depths of my tender mercy are open. I pour out a whole ocean of graces upon those souls who approach the fount of my mercy. The soul that will go to confession and receive Holy Communion shall obtain complete forgiveness of sins and punishment. Let no soul fear to draw near to me. Mankind will not have peace until it turns to the fount of my mercy." So this is in paragraph 699 in the Diary of St. Faustina. On May 5th, the Jubilee Year 2000, 5 days after the canonization of St. Faustina, the Vatican decreed through St. John Paul II that the second Sunday of Easter would henceforth be known as Divine Mercy Sunday. I just want to explain a little bit about the image of the Divine Mercy. It's in the back. Jesus appeared to St. Faustina in a vision with right hand raised in a blessing and left touching his garment above his heart. Red and white rays emanate from his heart, symbolizing the blood and water that was poured out for our salvation and our sanctification. The Lord requested that Jesus, I trust in you, be inscribed, that his image be painted and venerated throughout the world. He said in his diary, paragraph 48, "I promise that the soul that will venerate this image will not perish, and by means of this image I will grant many graces to souls." Paragraph 742. Also, together with this veneration of the image, we have also our Lord taught St. Faustina to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. He said in his message, "Encourage souls to say the chaplet which I have given you. Whoever will recite it will receive great mercy at the hour of death. I desire to grant unimaginable graces to those who trust in my mercy." You usually pray in this chaplet, "Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and the sins of the whole world." And then in the Hail Mary beads, we say, "For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world." And we usually end the chaplet by praying this prayer here in our sanctuary. "Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world." And we pray that 3 times. In our gospel today, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." During our That Man Is You or the St. Joseph group meeting last Friday, somebody asked, what's the meaning of breath? So I tried to explain that it's about, because in the beginning when God created man and woman, he breathed on them to give life. And so when St. John wrote about this, this is about recreation. We are recreated by the resurrection of Jesus, by his Paschal mystery, his suffering, death, and resurrection. We have a new beginning in our life. We are recreated by God. So that's why he's breathing with us again, the Holy Spirit, so that we can live as truly children of God and even partake in the divine nature of Jesus himself. Through this word in our gospel today, John 20, verse 23, Jesus instituted the sacrament of confession, and the church, following her founder, teaches the necessity of sacramental confessions in order to receive God's mercy. Jesus said to St. Faustina, "Daughter, fountain of my mercy, the blood and water which came forth from my heart always flows down upon your soul and ennobles it. Every time you go to confession, immerse yourself entirely in my mercy with great trust, so that I may pour the bounty of my grace upon your soul. When you approach the confessional, know this, that I myself am waiting there for you. I am only hidden by the priests, but I myself act on your soul." Here the mystery of the soul meets the God of mercy. Tell souls that from this fount of mercy, souls draw grace solely with the vessel of trust. If their trust is great, there is no limit to my generosity. So paragraph 1602. As the Church Father said, the first side of Jesus is the source of the sacramental life of the Church. All the seven sacraments is given to us by Jesus because of his great mercy. But especially the sacrament of baptism, the Holy Eucharist, confession, and the Holy Anointing of the sick are all sacraments of forgiveness and mercy of God. They all came from the heart of Jesus, burning for love of each one of us. So let us avail this mercy of God, and let us not waste them. And Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is in great mercy, gave us a new birth to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. From the first letter of Peter, let us trust in the Lord who allow us to suffer through various trials, so that the genuineness of our faith, more precious than gold that is perishable even though tested by fire, may prove to be for praise, glory, and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So let us also help others to know the merciful Savior and help them trust in his mercy. As the Father is merciful to us, let us also be merciful. This is our mission, to end the cycle of violence by being merciful or by forgiving others as God has forgiven us in Jesus Christ. Let us imitate the early Christians who are witnesses of Christ's mercy because of the love they have instilled to the teaching of the apostles and to communal life, to the breaking of the bread and to the prayers, and to the healing of the sick. Awe came upon everyone, and every day the Lord added to their number those who are being saved. Let us show also our love for God by loving one another so that the world will believe that Jesus is Lord and that He is alive, because He is alive in each one of us who believe in Him. The fathers of the church prescribe the following traditional means to grow in the living and dynamic faith of St. Thomas the Apostle, who said, "My Lord and my God." First, we must come to know Jesus personally and intimately by our daily and meditative reading of the Bible. Second, we must strengthen our faith by the power of the Holy Spirit through our personal and community prayer, including having at least 1 hour adoration per week. Third, we must share in the divine life of Jesus by frequenting the sacraments of reconciliation and the Holy Eucharist. As Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta said, "If we pray, we will believe. If we believe, we will love. If we love, we will serve. Only then we put our love of God into action." May Our Lady of Joy, the Mother of Mercy, intercede for us all. Amen. I'd just like to share also this letter.